So before you listen to the sermon, read 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And the title of today's sermon, Fiona, the title of today's sermon is Be Ye Separate. And today I want to talk about the topic of separation. Yeah, and this is a biblical doctrine where the Bible teaches that God wants us as His people, as Christians.
یک اعتقادی است کتاب مقدسی که خداوند میخواد که ما به عنوان قوم او مسیحیان
to be separate
جداشیم
from the world
از دنیا.
And today I want to look at this, what this means.
و میخوام ببینیم این جدایی
از دنیا. Look up some verses that talk about separation.
و آیاتی رو نگاه کنیم که در مورد این جدایی با ما صحبت میکنه.
And the main passage we'll be looking at is 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
اولین مهمترین آیه که نگاش خواهیم کرد در کتاب دوم قرنتیان فصل 6.
Yeah, because we are also finishing the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 from our Wednesday Bible study.
چهارشنبه درس کتاب مقدسمون داریم تمومش می‌کنیم.
So let's start reading those verses.
این آیه ها رو بخونید.
2 Corinthians 6, 14 till 18.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 6, 14 تا 18.
Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light to darkness? And what concord had Christ and Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty.
زیر یوغ ناموافقان با بی ایمانان مروید، زیرا عدالت را با گناه چه رفاقت و نور را با تاریکی چه شراکت است، و مسیح را با بلیعال چه مناسبت و مؤمن را با بی ایمان چه نصیب است، و معبد خدا را با بت‌ها چه توافق، زیرا شما معبد خدای زنده می باشید، چنانکه خدا گفت که در ایشان ساکن خواهم بود و در ایشان راه خواهم رفت و خدای ایشان خواهم بود و ایشان قوم من خواهم. پس خداوند میگوید از میان ایشان بیرون آیید و جدا شوید و چیز ناپاک را لمس مکنید و من شما را خواهم پذیرفت و شما را پدر خواهم بود و شما مرا پسران و دختران خواهید بود. خداوند عادل مطلق بود.
Yep, so the title obviously comes from chapter 17 of verse 17, be separate.
آیه 17 میگه از میان شما بیرون آیید و جدا شوید و چیز ناپاک را لمس مکنید و من شما را خواهم پذیرفت. این جدایی است.
And in the second part of the sermon we'll go in more detail into these verses.
و در قسمت دوم موعظه‌مون جزئیات بیشتری رو این آیه نگاه خواهیم کرد.
But first I want to start looking at some other scriptures.
اما اولش میخوام آیه دیگر رو نگاه کنیم.
Better understand what the Bible is talking about when it talks about being separate.
خداوند وقتی میگه جدایی منظورش چیه؟
There are two words that are closely related to the term separation.
کلمه جدایی دو تا کلمه است که خیلی بهش ربط داره.
And that is sanctification and holiness.
مقدس بودن و دو تا شیفاسی.
It's like becoming holy. It's the process of being set apart. Yes, sanctified. Go to Exodus 13. We read some scriptures anyway about it. Exodus 13 verse 2. Exodus 13 verse 2. Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever opened the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and of beasts, it is mine. Exodus 13 2. And stay there.
هر نخست زاده ای را وقف من کن، نخستین ثمره هر رحمی در اسرائیل، خواه انسان و خواه چهارپا، از آن من است.
Yeah. Then if you go a couple of verses further,
in verse 12,
yeah, we have the same kind of thing, only it uses a different word which explains what it means. Exodus 13:12. That thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's.
باید نخستین ثمره هر رحمی را تقدیم خداوند کنی، از چهار پایان تو نیز همه نخست زاده های نرینه از آن خداوند است.
Yeah, so sanctifying is setting apart. Yeah, that means the same thing.
در حقیقت تقدیم کردن و مقدس بودن با هم دیگه رابطه داره.
Yeah, go to Exodus 30. Exodus 30:29.
آیه 29.
I'm just showing some scriptures to show you that these terms relate to each other. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever torture them shall be holy.
آنها را تخصیص کن تا بسیار مقدس باشند و هرچه با آنها تماس یابد نیز مقدس خواهد بود.
Yeah, so the act of sanctifying, the act of setting apart.
قسمت تقدیم شدن و مقدس شدن دوتاشون با هم دیگه
results in objects or people to be holy.
نه باعث مقدس شدن یک کسی میشه.
Being holy means to be set apart.
مقدس شدن یعنی تقدیم شدن، جدا شدن.
Yeah, these terms are related to each other.
و این کلمه به هم ربط داره.
Yeah, the act of separating enables sanctifying enables people to become holy.
قسمت جدا شدن و تقدیم شدن باعث میشه که یک نفر مقدس بشه.
Yeah, and as we see in Leviticus 11:44, God calls his people to be separate, to be sanctified, to be holy. Yeah? God calls his people to be separate, to be sanctified, to be holy.
خداوند میخواد که قوم خودش جدا بشه، مقدس بشه و پاک بشه.
Yeah, Leviticus 11:44. For I am the Lord your God, you shall therefore sanctify yourselves and you shall be holy, for I am holy, neither shall you defile yourselves with any matter of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
زیرا من یهوه خدای شما هستم، پس خود را تقدیس کنید و مقدس باشید، زیرا که من قدوسم. خود را با هیچ جنبنده‌ای که بر زمین می‌خزد نجس مسازید.
Yeah, so here we have God telling the Israelites.
خداوند به اسرائیل میگه.
You need to sanctify yourself. You need to be separating yourself.
تقدیس کنید. خودتون رو جدا کنید.
Yeah, because you shall be a holy people.
که چون قومی مقدس هستید.
You shall be set apart.
شما جدا شده خواهید.
As my special people.
به عنوان قوم مخصوص من.
Yeah, God wants his people to be separated from the rest of the world.
خداوند میخواد که قومش از کل دنیا جدا شه.
Different group of people set apart. And of course, today we are spiritual Israel. We, as Christians, are God's people today.
امروز اسرائیل مسیحی هستیم. در حقیقت اسرائیل جدید هستیم و قومی هستیم جدا شده.
Yeah, and it's not surprising that we see the exact same thing being said towards us as Christians.
تعجب‌آور نیست که ما هم در مورد ما به عنوان مسیحی‌ها هم همون درخواست داده شده باشه.
Go to 1 Peter chapter 1
فصل 1
and read verses 15 and 16.
آیه 15 و 16 رو بخون.
But as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
پس مثل آن قدوس که شما را خوانده است، خود شما نیز در هر رفتاری مقدس باشید. زیرا مکتوب است، مقدس باشید، زیرا که من قدوسم.
Yeah, so the Bible, yeah, God is telling people in the New Testament, Christians, yeah, not the physical Jews, but Christians, to be holy, being God's people. Yeah, and Peter is writing here to believers in Pontus, in Galatia, in Cappadocia.
Yeah.
And he's telling them, be ye holy, for I am holy.
مقدس باشین همون جوری که من مقدسم.
Yeah. Notice what it says in verse 15.
آیه 15 چی میگه؟
Yeah. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
همون اول پتروس.
1 Peter still, yeah. 1 Peter 1:15.
و برای این نیز کوشش می کنم تا شما در هر وقت بعد از رفتن
We can understand that. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Yeah.
How are we to separate ourselves? How are we to be set apart? Yeah, it means that we as God's children have a certain behavior. We have a certain way of doing things that set us apart from the rest of the world. And not only that, it also set us apart unto God. Sometimes, in some things, now it says, in all manner of conversation. In what we do, in what we look at, in what we listen to, in how we deal with each other, how we deal with others, even our physical appearance. For example, how we dress. In all manner of conversation, Be ye holy.
مقدس باشید.
Be as one that is set apart.
کسی باشید که جدا شدید.
Yeah, because God says, be holy because I am holy.
مقدس باشید همون جوری که من مقدسم.
And I want you to live a certain way as my people.
میخوام که شما هم یه جوری مثل قوم من زندگی کنید.
Go back to the Old Testament.
برگردیم به عهد عتیق.
And see what God is telling his people in the Old Testament.
خداوند به قوم خودش در عهد عتیق چی میگه؟
Exodus 19.
خروج
read verses 4 to 6 and keep your finger there because we're going to come back in a moment. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
شما خود دیدید که بر مصریان چه کردم و چگونه شما را بر بالهای عقاب‌ها حمل کرده نزد خود آوردم. حال اگر واقعا صدای مرا بشنوید و عهد مرا نگاه دارید، از میان جمیع قوم‌ها ملک خاص من خواهید بود، زیرا تمامی زمین از آن من است. شما برای من مملکتی از کاهنان و امتی مقدس خواهید بود. این است آنچه باید به بنی اسرائیل بگویید.
Was called a holy nation. A nation that was set apart. A nation that was special. Because they were God's people. Yeah, God's representatives here on earth. And we see the same terms being used towards Christians today. Yeah, a spiritual Israel. Go. Keep your finger on Exodus 19 here and go to 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
اما شما نژادی برگزیده و کشیشانی شاهانه و امت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید،
yeah, we today are called a holy nation as Christians. We are set apart as God's people. You as a Christian are part of a holy nation. And you are to be separate from the world. Now, sometimes people think about this thing of holiness and see it as something negative. Thinking, oh, we need to just live up to all these standards.
To
be holy as God says, as I am holy. But let me show you that the reason why we are to be holy is actually for our benefit. We're not just to be separate for the sake of being different or separated. Yeah, we are separated from the world, but we are separated unto God. Now, go to Exodus, if you're still there, in chapter 19, and I want to read the next verses, and that is verses 7 till 11. Exodus 19, verses 7 till 11. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord had spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai.
پس موسی آمده مشایخ قوم را فرا خواند و همه این سخنان را که خداوند به او فرموده بود با ایشان در میان گذاشت. همه قوم یک صدا پاسخ دادند، هر آنچه خداوند فرموده است خواهیم کرد. پس موسی پاسخ قوم را به خداوند باز گفت. خداوند به موسی گفت، اینک من در ابری غلیظ نزد تو میایم تا قوم بشنوند که من با تو سخن میگویم و همواره به تو اعتماد داشته باشند. آنگاه موسی سخنان قوم را به خداوند باز گفت. خداوند به موسی فرمود، نزد قوم برو و ایشان را امروز و فردا تقدیس کن. به آنها بگو جامعه های خود را بشویند و روز سوم آماده باشند، زیرا در روز سوم خداوند در برابر دیدگان همه قوم بر کوه سینا نزول خواهد کرد.
Now notice that it says that they had to sanctify themselves, had to wash themselves.
باید خودشونو پاک میکردن.
Yeah, there were things they had to do.
کارهایی رو باید انجام میدادن.
And why was it? Because they would meet with God.
که با خدا ملاقات کنن.
Go to Exodus 40.
خروج 40.
Yeah, we will see the same thing again.
دوباره همین.
Exodus 40. 12-13. And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water, and thou shalt put up Aaron the holy garments, and anoint him, and sanctify him, and he may minister unto me in the priest's office.
سپس هارون و پسرانش را به در خیمه ملاقات بیاورد و ایشان را به آب شستشوده، آنگاه جامعه های مقدس را بر تن هارون کرده وی را مسح نما و تخصیص کن تا برای من کهانت کند.
Yeah, so we know the Levites were a special tribe.
Yeah,
they were set apart from the nation of Israel.
Yeah,
to minister unto the Lord. Yeah, and then we see here that Aaron and his sons had to be sanctified before they could do the office of a priest to minister unto God. They had to be set apart as special. And even more so, this was on the Day of Atonement, once a year, when only the high priest would go into the most holy. Yeah, offerings had to be made.
Yeah,
there were 7 days of consecrating themselves unto God.
How many days?
7.
Now,
what is the idea that we are seeing?
و در حقیقت چه نظری رو
Why the sanctifying? Why these washing?
چرا مقدس؟
Why these special garments?
چرا این لباس‌های مخصوص؟
Why the setting apart?
چرا جدایی‌شو داشتن؟
Yeah, was it just to check some boxes because they had to do this?
می‌خواستن جعبه‌ها رو علامت بزنن چون این کارو داشتن می‌کردن.
No. It was so they could be closer to God.
که بیشتر به خداوند نزدیک‌شن، مقدس باشن.
It was so they could be in his presence.
که بتونن در حضور مقدس خداوند باشن.
Yeah, and for us to be able to draw close to God.
که بتونیم به خداوند نزدیک
We are to live differently than the world.
ما هم باید متفاوت با دنیا زندگی کنیم.
We cannot live in the presence of God
while we are living in sin. زندگی کنیم وقتی در گناه هستیم.
Yeah, so this command to be ye holy as I am holy.
و این فرمان خدا که مقدس باشین همون جوری که من مقدسم.
It's not just so we are separated from the world.
نه تنها که ما فقط
از دنیا جدا شدیم. We are separated unto God.
ولی این نیست که جدا شده باشیم برای خدا.
Yeah, and we as God's people today are called a holy nation. We are to separate ourselves from the world unto God. Yeah, be ye separate. Now, when people think about separation, they quickly think about things like, oh, we need to go isolate ourselves somewhere. Let's go live on a compound in a forest somewhere. Let's just take ourselves out of society. We don't want to be stained by society.
Yeah.
Let's build monasteries and go live there.
Yeah,
because we don't want to be spotted by the world. We want to be separate.
But
that's not the kind of separation that God wants for us. Yeah, it's not about physical separation, but it's about spiritual separation.
Yeah,
while we are living in this world. Go to John 17. Yeah, where we find a prayer recorded that Jesus prays to the Father. John 17 and read verses 15 till 18. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
خواهش نمی کنم که ایشان را از جهان ببرید بلکه تا ایشان را از شریر نگاه دارید ایشان از جهان نیستند چنان که من از جهان نمی باشم ایشان را به راستی خود تقدیس نما کلام تو راستی است همچنان که مرا در جهان فرستادی من نیز ایشان را در جهان فرستادم
Yeah. So Jesus prays to God the Father
عیسی مسیح دعا میکنه به خدای پدر.
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world.
دعا نمیکنم که تو اونها رو از این دنیا دراری.
Keep them from evil while they're in it.
از ودیها وقتی در اون ودیها هستن.
Yeah, the goal is not to physically remove us.
هدف این نیست که کلا جسمانی ما را از
دنیا جدا کنه. Separating us from the world.
و ما را از دنیا جدا شیم.
Yeah, the goal is to keep us from evil while we're in the world.
هدف اینه که ما از بدی دور باشیم وقتی توی این زمین زندگی می‌کنیم.
We're not signing up from for some monastery. To shield us from society.
توی معبد یا توی زمینی از کل دنیا جدا شیم به خاطر اینکه می‌خوایم قوم خداوند باشیم.
Yeah, we're not going to go live in the woods.
نمی‌ریم تو جنگل‌ها تو اون دورا زندگی کنیم.
How much you like trees? I like trees, but we're not supposed to live our lives in the woods.
من عاشق درختم ولی زندگیمون هدفش این نبود.
Because it's not about physical separation, it's about living our lives here.
بلکه زندگی است که در روی زمین داشته باشیم.
Yeah, living our lives on earth as God's people. Among the people of this earth.
در میان مردم زمین ولی جدا از آنها.
But being set apart in a different way.
از لحاظ روحانی متفاوت از همشون.
Separated spiritually from the world.
از لحاظ روحانی در دنیا جدا شدن.
Separated unto God.
از خدا دور شدن.
Yeah, set apart so we can draw close to him.
جدا شدن که نزدیک او بشیم.
Yeah, and he will draw close to us.
و او نزدیک ما.
Yeah. Not the verse 18.
آیه 18 رو دقت
کنید. That is sent, that it says we are sent into the world. Yeah, of the same of John 17. Here's another aspect to this. Yeah, we are set apart.
جدا شدیم.
Yeah, from the world unto God.
از دنیا برای خدا.
Yeah, we're set apart so we can be in His presence.
که در حضور خدا باشیم. نزدیک خدا باشیم.
But we're also sent into the world as God's special people with a purpose.
قوم خداوند با هدف و برنامه خدا.
We know that's the Great Commission.
ما می‌دونیم فرمان اصلی خداوند نه؟
Yeah, and here's what you need to realize: that the way you live your life here on earth affects closeness to God.
تأثیر داره رفتارتون رو به خداوند.
Effectiveness as God's ministers. Amen. Amen.
تأثیر گذاری تو در قوم خداوند رو زمین تأثیر بذاره.
Yeah, that's it. As God's ministers.
به عنوان خادمین خداوند.
Yeah. And remember. Yeah, because what were we talking about in 2 Corinthians 6? What was the context of these verses? Yeah, remember we are been given a ministry. Yeah, the ministry of reconciliation. Yeah, we are laborers with him. We are his ambassadors. And God calls us as his ambassadors to be separated spiritually from this world. Now go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
فصل 6 رو بخونید.
Yeah, because after having talked about ministry, doing ministry,
خدمت صحبت
yeah,
کردیم.
Not putting blame on the ministry by the way we act and do things. Yeah, the next verses are talking about separation.
قسم آیه‌های بعدی در مورد جداییمون صحبت می‌کنه.
Read verse 14 from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion had light with darkness? Yeah, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Yeah, you as a believer should not be yoked together with an unbeliever. Now, what is the idea behind being yoked? And of course, a yoke is a device where you connect two animals together.
So they
for example, can plow a field.
که میتونن زمین و شخ بزنن دوتایی با هم دیگه.
They're stronger together.
دوتایی با هم قوی تر میشن.
Yeah, but they're connected.
ولی به هم وصلن.
Yeah, and they're plowing in the same direction.
به یک سمت با هم دیگه شخ میزنن.
If these oxen wants to go different direction,
اما اگر
it'll be a mess.
حیوانات بخوان هر کدومشون یا هر خری هر علاقه هر سمتی بره. So,
yeah, so God tells believers to not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
خداوند.
Why should we not? And here's the reason, because the unbeliever walks after the course of this world.
دنبال هدف این زمین میره.
The unbeliever walks after the course that Satan has set.
هدف خداوند میره.
Yeah. Well, the believer is supposed to be walking after God's ways. And these two don't combine, they don't mix. Yeah, where, and of course, this verse we often use in relation to marriage.
Yeah.
If you are an unbeliever, you are not to marry an unbeliever. Because that is like a yoke. Yeah, you're stuck together and there's no way. It's till death do us part. And an unbeliever and a believer have different ideas of the direction they need to walk in. Yeah, now, if you are married as a Christian already to an unbelieving spouse, okay, you stay married, but don't get into a relationship as somebody who's unmarried with an unbeliever.
Yeah.
Why not being yoked to an unbeliever?
Now,
for what fellowship, what association, what relationship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And the answer is none. They're opposites.
Yeah.
What communion? Yeah, what community has light with darkness? And the answer is none. They're opposites.
You cannot
unite these together.
Verse 15.
And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what had he that believed with an infidel? What agreement is there to be found between Christ and Belial, which Belial is another word for the devil? The answer is none. They're opposites. One is the truth. The other one is the father of lies. Yeah? What part has him that believeth with an infidel?
اون که با بی ایمان نیست چه نسبتیه؟
What common ground
چه زمین چه ربطی به هم داره؟
Has a believer with an unbeliever.
یک ایماندار با غیر ایماندار.
And the answer again is none, because they're opposites.
چون ضد هم هستند.
Different ideas.
دیدگاه ها فرق میکنه، عقاید فرق میکنه.
Verse 16.
آیه 16.
And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
و معبد خدا را با بت‌ها چه توافقی؟ زیرا شما معبد خدای زنده می باشید، چنان که خدا گفت که در ایشان ساکن خواهم بود و در ایشان راه خواهم رفت و خدای ایشان خواهم بود و ایشان قوم من خواهند.
Yeah. What's the point Paul being made? Yeah. What agreement does the temple of God has with idols? None. They're opposites. And by definition. Why is Paul making these points? Now, you are the temple of the living God. And you should stay away from what is opposite to what is holy. You should separate from these things. Yeah? We can't just join with what the world does. We can't just watch what the world watches. We cannot just listen to the world listens to and not be affected. Yeah, we need to separate ourselves.